You are listening to 漫画先生。
Everybody and welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we're continuing to talk about koto. Koto is the intangible idea of a thing. So for example, if it's kaita koto, it's the thing that was written. It's not physical. It's something that when I talk about writing something, it's in my head, right? It's an idea. Or it's the action of doing something. Hashiru koto, the thing of running. So I've been able to turn all these things into nouns, just like suru can turn things into a verb. Now, today we're talking about a phrase, just like we did yesterday, talking about koto ga aru. Today is koto ga dekiru. Now, being able to see this straight on, you can probably figure this out if you were looking on dekiru. Now, before I do that, though, I want to make something very clear. Yesterday I mentioned that it's really on you to be able to learn Japanese, to be able to try these things. Phrases are a fantastic way of being able to conceptualize a larger idea in a smaller package and make you seem significantly more fluent. In fact, the more fluent you become in Japanese, the more often you'll be using phrases or patterns in speech, which you have heard others use or which are more commonly used in Japanese. An example of this is kuchiguse, which are things just like that. A couple in Japanese that I use all the time are like nanka or filler words. Other things are things such as phrases that I will use that are consistent patterns, such as nan to yeba ii kana, what should I say? Which I repeat to myself. It's a hitogoto, a self-said thing. In Japanese, these phrases are used quite often, just like we had yesterday, which is koto ga aru. Have you ever? Do you have experience doing? Or it happens every so often. There have been times when literally we're having a conceptual idea in our hands. We're holding that idea, right? So this next one that we're doing is koto ga dekiru. So everything before koto will always modify koto. Ga is the word that meaning it or subject. And then this type, dekiru, is to be able to do. It is the capacity. It is the can in Japanese. Now we've talked about dekiru just a little bit, which is awesome because now we have all of the individual pieces to be able to make this sentence. So if I want to say, you can speak Japanese as a fact, this is a phrase, I could say, your name being, Chelsea, Chelsea wa Nihongo wo hanasu koto ga dekiru. So let's make that a little bit more simple or a little more fluid. Chelsea wa Nihongo wo hanasu koto ga dekimasu. So again, we're going to try to break that down. Chelsea is who we're talking about. Chelsea-san. Chelsea-san wa, she's the one that can do the verb, wa chugoku, or sorry, chugoku janakute, Nihongo. Nihongo is Japanese. Wo, that's our object. Hanasu is to speak. Now, I want you to be able to can speak. The capacity or ability to do so. So koto makes everything before koto get modified. So this is the thing of speaking Japanese. Chelsea speaking Japanese. Ga, our subject, dekiru. So she can speak Japanese. So what are some of the things that you can do? I recommend trying this quick experiment. So I can write with my left hand. So hidari te de kaku koto ga dekimasu. I can write with my left hand. Or if I can speak Korean, that's another language that I speak. If I say kankokugo wa hanasu koto ga dekimasu, dekiru becomes dekimasu. Dekiru dekimasu, so it's making it more polite. Or I can ask someone if they can do something, if they are capable of doing something. Now, when I ask, I'm asking you for capacity or ability. This doesn't necessarily become a question. Can you do it? But it can be implied. However, it is rarely used in that aspect, so just kind of be careful. Usually you're going to say please. So if I want to say, hey, can you write kanji? Kanji wo kaku koto ga dekimasu ka? So kanji wo kanji is our object. Koto, the thing, kaku koto, the thing of writing kanji, wo dekimasu ka? Koto ga dekimasu ka? So can you write the thing, can you do the thing of writing kanji? Now, there is also a form in Japanese which people also use to express capacity, which we're going to talk as we get more into the intermediate Japanese level. However, this is a fantastic method to be able to express the capacity or capability of doing something, and put can into your vocabulary of being able to, can you verb, can you do this, I can do this, and state things such as, わかりますか? Hai, わかることがわかります, or Hai, 日本語を話すことができますから. Because I can speak Japanese. So with that, thank you so very much. I appreciate your time, and I hope that this is something beneficial to you. We'll be releasing another episode on Koto tomorrow, or another phrase for you. So please tune in, and I hope to listen to you tomorrow. Till then, じゃあね.